Last Monday, major news outlets all over the world reported that General Bosco Ntaganda, an East African warlord indicted by the International Criminal Court, had crossed the border from the Democratic Republic of the Congo into Rwanda and surrendered at the U.S. Embassy in Kigali, unbeknownst to Rwandan President Paul Kagame and Rwandan security forces. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Rwandan-American Charles Kambanda, a law professor at St. John's University in New York City and former professor at the National University of Rwanda, about Bosco Ntaganda and why he considers the story of his surrender thoroughly implausible.
Professor Kambanda, there are a lot of questions about whether Bosco Ntaganda is actually Congolese or Rwandan. He was born in Rwanda. He moved to Congo, then back to Rwanda to fight under Kagame in the Rwandan Civil War and in the First and Second Congo Wars. The ICC indicted him as a Rwandan national, but now he's being presented to the world as a Congolese rebel. Isn't the most important point about all this that he's been a Rwandan military officer responding to orders from Kagame's military chain of command for the 20-plus years of his military career?
There's no question about that. Ntaganda is a Rwandan officer, is a Rwandan military officer. He has been receiving orders from Kigali, from Kagame's command structure. There's no doubt about that.
Well, if Kagame, the U.S., Ntaganda, the ICC, or anyone else had wanted to make the story that Ntaganda is a Congolese rebel easier to believe, wouldn't it have made more sense for Ntaganda to have surrendered to MONUSCO, the UN peacekeeping mission in Congo, in Goma?
I believe Kagame and Ntaganda had no choice. It was just the order from donors. The donors were telling Kagame, we want that Ntaganda, or else no more money for you. Kagame was only being ordered by the donors that we want this guy, we want him in our embassy. Everything was planned. So he had no choice, was only to surrender Ntaganda to the American embassy. That's it. I think the United States had all interest to have Ntaganda in their embassy before he goes to the ICC, because the U.S. is a major actor in the politics of the region. They probably needed some background information, or they needed some deeper secrets of how Kagame works and how the rebel groups work in the region. I think the American embassy needed Ntaganda in there, in our embassy, for some time to get all these details. I don't think the UN would have served that purpose.
Okay, let's talk about Rwandan security in Kigali. I studied a Google map, which indicates that the U.S. Embassy is just a short distance from Kigali's police headquarters on Police Road and the Avenue of the Gendarmerie, which run parallel between the two, the police headquarters and the U.S. Embassy, until they intersect at the embassy across the street from what appear to be Rwanda's central government ministries.
It is an accurate description. That's where the American embassy lies. Put it this way. The American embassy is in the center of the most guarded part of Rwanda. And the American embassy itself is the most guarded area in Rwanda. It's impossible for anybody who knows the way the Kigali government controls that area, for anybody who is aware, nobody can believe that story.
And that was Professor Charles Kambanda, who in a longer interview explained that the propaganda about Ntaganda's so-called decision to surrender to the ICC serves the U.S. and the Security Council by making it look as though they are responding to Congo's human catastrophe and making the ICC appear credible. It also, he said, allows Kagame to pretend that he does not let the big Western powers tell him what to do, because Ntaganda did this on his own. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.